ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयमुदीरये
ततो जयमुदीरये
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भगवती उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर भवती नैष्टिकी
भक्तिर भवती
नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम फर्स्ट कैंटो चैप्टर फोर। दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज अपीयरेंस ऑफ श्री नारद टेक्स्ट सिक्स। कथम
कथम
आलक्षितः
आलक्षितः
पौरैः संप्राप्तः
संप्राप्तः
कुरुजांगलान
कुरुजांगलान
उन्मत्त
उन्मत्त
मूक
मूक
जड़वत्
जड़वत्
विचरन
विचरन
गज
गज
साहबैः। कथम आलक्षित पौरै
कथम आलक्षित पौरै
संप्राप्त कुरुजंगलान
संप्राप्त कुरुजंगलान
उन्मत्त मूक जड़वा
उन्मत्त मूक जड़वा
विचरन गज साबै
विचरन गज साबै।
कथम आलक्षित पौरै
कथम आलक्षित पौरै
संप्राप्त कुरुजंगला
संप्राप्त कुरुजंगला
उन्मत्त मूक जड़वा
उन्मत्त मूक जड़वा
विचरन गर्यशावै
विचरन गर्यशावै।
कथम आलक्षित पौरै
कथम आलक्षित पौरै
संप्राप्त कुरुजंगला
संप्राप्त कुरुजंगला
उन्मत्त मूक जड़वा
उन्मत्त मूक जड़वा
विचरन गजसावै
विचरन गजसावै।
कथम
कथम
I'm sorry yeah you have recited
कथम अलक्षित पौरै
कथम अलक्षित पौरै
संप्राप्त कुरुजंगलान
संप्राप्त कुरुजंगलान
उन्मत्त मूक जड़वान
उन्मत्त मूक जड़वान
विचरन गजसावै
विचरन गजसावै।
कथम आलक्षितः पौरै
कथम आलक्षितः पौरै
संप्राप्तः कुरुजंगला
संप्राप्तः कुरुजंगला
उन्मत्तमूक जड़वत्
उन्मत्तमूक जड़वत्
विचरन गजसावै
विचरन गजसावै।
मतचीज
कथम आलक्षितः पौरै
कथम आलक्षितः पौरै
संप्राप्त कुरुजंगला
उन्मत्त मूक जड़वा
उन्मत्त मूक जड़वा
विचरन
गजसावै कथम
कथम
हाउ
अलक्षितः
रिकग्नाइज पौरै बाय द सिटिजन्स संप्राप्तः रीचिंग Kuru Jangalan, the Kuru Jangal provinces. Unmatta, mad. Muka, dumb. Jadavad, stunted. Bicharan, wandering. Gajasavaye, Hastinapur. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. How was he, Srila Sukadev, the son of Vyasaya, recognized by the citizens when he entered the city of Hastinapur, now Delhi? after wandering in the provinces of Kuru and Jangala, appearing like a madman, dumb and retarded. Please repeat after me. How was he? Srila Sukadev, the son of Vyas,
recognized by the citizens,
when he entered the city of Hastinapur,
now Delhi,
after wandering in the provinces,
of Kuru and Jangala,
appearing like a madman,
dumb and retarded.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The present city of Delhi was formerly known as Hastinapur because it was first established by King Hasti. Goswami Sukadev, after leaving his paternal home, was roaming like a madman, and therefore it was very difficult for the citizens to recognize him in his exalted position. A sage is not therefore recognized by sight, but by hearing. One should approach a sadhu or great sage not to see, but to hear him. If one is not prepared to hear the words of a sadhu, there is no profit. Sukadeva Goswami was a sadhu who could speak on the transcendental activities of the Lord. He did not satisfy the whims of ordinary citizens. He was recognized when he spoke on the subject of Bhagavatam, and he never attempted jugglery like magician. Outwardly he appeared to be a retarded, dumb and madman, but in fact he was the most elevated transcendental personality. So, Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chukshurum Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Katham Alakshita Paurai Samprapta Kuru Jangala Unmatta Muka Jaravad Vicharan Gaja Savai. How was he, Srila Sukadev, the son of Vyas, recognized by the citizens when he entered the city of Hastinapur, now Delhi, after wandering in the provinces of Kuru and Jangala, appearing like a madman, dumb and retarded? So, the sages of Naimisharanya are asking. Srila Suta Goswami, headed by Shaunaka Rishi. So now the topic is approaching to Suta Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, Suta Goswami describing about Sukadeva Goswami. We already heard what happened. Sukadeva Goswami, as soon as he appeared from his mother's womb, he just left home. And he didn't want to come out from his mother's womb for a long, long time, because he knew the condition of this material world. The condition of the material world is Dukkhalayam Ashashatam, a place of suffering. So can see that he was a self-realized soul even before his appearance. Although in this material nature everyone is born in ignorance, but Sukadeva Goswami was an exception. Even before his birth, he was self-realized. But he was not fully self-realized. He was Brahman-realized. He was Brahman-realized, that is, he was aware of the spiritual reality and the condition of the material nature, but he was not Krishna conscious at that time. So as soon as he appeared, he stayed in his mother's womb for 16 years. And then he was assured by the Lord that don't worry, you won't be affected by this material nature, conditions of the material nature. So he agreed to come out. So when he came out of his mother's womb, he straight away he left home. Vasudev ran after him, calling him out, come on, my son, come back. But he didn't listen. But eventually Vasudev arranged to bring him back. Like, he made him understand that Brahman realization is not the ultimate realization. The ultimate realization is Krishna consciousness. The idea is that beyond this material nature is the spiritual world. And what is the situation of the spiritual world? The spiritual world is full of light. That is not ordinary light, that's the light that prevails, that pervades the entire spiritual world. And that light is coming from the body of Krishna. And that light is the cause of this material creation. Sarvam khalidam brahma. Everything is a transformation of that spiritual energy. So yes, that understanding is very important. As in Bhagavad Gita, it has been pointed out that brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kamshati. What happens in the brahma bhuta platform? He becomes completely satisfied, realizing that he is a spirit soul. The Brahma Gyan means actually spiritual knowledge, and the first aspect of the spiritual knowledge is that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul. So that is the first aspect of spiritual realization. And that state is called Brahma Bhuta. So at that stage one becomes prasanna, completely satisfied. The heart becomes completely tranquil. Why? Na sochati na kamshati. He does not lament for something, nor does he hanker for something. In this material nature, the conditioned souls are constantly hankering and lamenting. They are lamenting for what they have lost and hankering for what they haven't got. Sochati, kankshati. But a person who is situated in the Brahma-Bhuta platform, he na sochati, na kankshati. He does not lament for anything, nor does he hanker for anything. Why? Because he sees the real aspect of this material nature. Like when you see, when you realize that you are dreaming, does it matter? Do you get affected when you see that a tiger is coming to eat you up? If you know it's a dream, then whatever you are seeing in a dream doesn't affect. Nor do you become elated when you see that in a dream that you have become a king. Because you know, it's a dream, it's not real. So similarly, in the Brahma-Bhuta platforms, one situation becomes like that. You see, that this material nature is like a dream. It's not real. It's like a projection in a screen. We watch, we see movies or TVs. When you see movie or TV, it appears to be real. But it's not real. You know that it's not real. Just somebody filmed something and put it together, and that is being presented on the screen. The difference between movie and this world is movie is two-dimensional. This is four-dimensional. This four-dimensional. What are the four dimensions? Length, breadth, and height. Length, breadth, and height, and
time.
Everything is existing in this material nature on the foundation of time, or on time. Time is moving, and things are existing in that. And as a result of the movement of time, there is appearance, duration, disappearance. Everything in this material nature goes through these three phases. Appearance, sometimes it appears. It stays for some time in that form. And then that form dissolves, disappears. So from his birth, or even before his birth, Sukadeva Goswami was Brahman realized. But then Vasudeva arranged to bring him back. And he came back. And then Vasudeva gave him transcendental knowledge. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is the ultimate aspect of, ultimate stage of spiritual realization. Like, Brahma Gyan is there, understanding that this material nature is a creation of Brahma Jyoti. It's transformation of Brahma Jyoti. In Vedas it's called Parinambad. Parinambad, the theory of transformation. Like everything is transformed. Like we see what is our situation, we are spirit soul. Then we somehow got in here. We are Brahman, spiritual, but coming in contact with the material nature, we became affected by false ego. And false ego means I am the enjoyer. I am the Lord and Master. That's the false ego. Then intelligence. I'm the enjoyer of this material nature. And how am I going to enjoy this material nature? Intelligence, covering of intelligence. And then the consciousness flows towards the material direction through the mind. In this way, through these three aspects of false ego, intelligence and mind, we become entangled in this material nature in the form of a subtle body. These three coverings to the individual creates a subtle body. And then nature provides us with a gross body. So see how transformation of Brahman, the spirit soul became entangled. Brahman transformed into matter. This is the individual creation or individual aspect of our entanglement in this material nature, but in the spiritual platform, or rather in the total conception, what happens? First, Krishna's glance, Mahavishnu's glance, and the glance comes in the form of time. Mahavishnu's glance is time. And on time, on the basis of time, creation began. Material nature, Maya, became agitated. And when Maya became agitated, then Maya started to manifest. But how it's happening? It is happening due to our involvement in this material nature. We are the observers, and Maya's creation is observed. We are drashta, and Maya's creation is drishya. Drishya means scenery. And drashta means seer. We are seeing, and what we are seeing is the scene, and that scene is this four-dimensional reality. So this is how, and then we consider this to be the reality. And in this reality, what is our role? I am the enjoyer. That is this material nature. We all are here in this material nature in order to enjoy, in order to try to enjoy. We cannot enjoy. When we wanted to enjoy ourselves instead of becoming enjoyed, or instead of becoming a servant, when we wanted to become the Lord and Master, then Krishna says, well, in the spiritual world you can't fulfill your desire. It's not going to happen here. Here you'll never be able to become a Lord and Master. I am the Lord and Master. But since you are so keen to become Lord and Master, go and see. So Krishna then creates this material nature. Okay, come. Okay. Enjoy. It's something like, there is one incident in Prabhupada's life. Prabhupada's little son, seeing the fan, he wanted to touch the fan. So his mother was telling, don't do that, you'll get hurt. And he started to cry, no, I want to touch it. And no matter how much the mother was trying to convince him not to touch it, he wouldn't listen, but he just kept on crying louder and louder. Little annoyed, Prabhupada got up when they switched off the fan. And when the fan speed reduced, his touch, and he touched it. Crack! Started to cry. What happened? Oh, I got hurt. Touch it. No, I don't want to touch it. So Krishna made the arrangement for us in a kind of a similar way. Go touch it. Go and try it. Go. You want to enjoy? Go, enjoy. And then, when you try to enjoy, what happens? We suffer. But then also, most of the people don't realize that they are suffering. They think that, well, I didn't enjoy today, but tomorrow I'll positively enjoy. I made so many wonderful arrangements. Everything has been so beautifully arranged for me to enjoy. So, although I didn't enjoy today, but tomorrow I'll positively enjoy. That is how they keep on running. and that is Maya. Illusion. Running after it, but never gets it. So Maya is sometimes compared to Marichika. Maya, Marichika. Marichika, what is the meaning of the word Marichika? Marichika means a mirage. Mirage. Like in a desert, when one becomes very thirsty and there is no water in the desert, but he is dying of thirst, and then he sees a mirage. Mirage gives the impression that there is some water, and he runs after the mirage. And the more he runs after the mirage, the more the mirage runs away from him. So, an unintelligent person this way keeps on running after the mirage with the hope that someday he will be able to quench his thirst in the middle of this way, in the middle of this desert. And there is, he just keeps on running and running and running after the mirage with the hope that someday I'll get this. I'll be able to quench my thirst. I'll reach that source of water. Fortunate are those travelers in this desert, those who come across somebody and who tells him that, look, there is no water there, it's a mirage. But water is there. There is a way that you can quench your thirst. Come with me. And he gives him the message of the oasis. That person is a devotee of the Lord. It's the devotees of the Lord who are actually giving the knowledge in this world. This is a mirage. Don't run after it. Don't waste your time running after this mirage, because you'll never be able to quench your thirst. Come with me. There is oasis, real water, which will quench your thirst. And that is how the devotees benefit this world, by bringing the message of Krishna consciousness to this world. And those intelligent ones, those who accept his teachings or accept his instructions, they benefit. Their life becomes meaningful. They realize. And that is prasanna atma. Heart becomes completely satisfied. No more anxiety. Otherwise the anxiety, how can I get the water? How can I get the water? How can I enjoy? How can I enjoy? Constant anxiety. Oh, I came so close to enjoying and I lost it. I just won a lottery offering $500 million. And I was so happy. But then I got the news, it was a wrong message. It was a wrong information. It was some Nigerian guy who gave me this false message just to get my bank account number so that he could swindle from my bank account. It happens. Don't you get messages like that in the internet? So, that's the material nature. Now, the person who thought that he got $500 million, and then he naturally is very excited. But then he gets to know that it was a wrong message. Then what happens? He becomes the most unhappy person. Or even if he gets the money, what happens? In America it happens quite often. Nowadays the lotteries in America are paying billions, not millions. Somebody, an ordinary person, he just all of a sudden he gets a billion. He doesn't know what to do with that money. He's completely bewildered and he tries to enjoy that money. And what is his enjoyment? Meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex. And in these activities, he loses his money. Sometimes his relatives kill him. It happened. Somebody won him $1 billion and somebody just killed him to get his money. So this is the reality of this material nature. But when you realize, why am I getting entangled in unreal thing? The real reality is Krishna. A real reality is the spiritual world where I came from. Then the question arises, then does it mean everybody leaves this material nature and goes away? No, as long as we are here, we have to do something. Isn't it? Nahi kaschit kshanamopi jatu tishtiti akarmakrit. Without acting, one cannot stay even for a moment. So we have to act. For how long can we sleep? At some point we get tired of sleeping. So we have to do something. And even in our sleep we are acting. The stomach is digesting food, lungs is breathing, heart is pumping blood. So it's all our activities going on. So not a single moment can we stay without acting. So how to act? Act for the sake of Krishna. That is our real business. And when we do that, then the heart becomes completely satisfied. Because then the reciprocation takes place between the devotee and Krishna. Like here we are seeing Sukadev Goswami, he was appearing to be like a madman. Why? Because he was not relating to this world. He was relating to Krishna. He was in communication with Krishna. He was, you know, and as a result of that, he is like, one example we can think of. Once I saw a person in a shop standing in front of a bunch of bananas and he's talking. I thought he must be mad. Like standing in front of bananas and talking. But then I realized that he had his mobile, he was talking in his mobile phone. Not with this. We have that Bluetooth. So his headphone. And you know, he's talking there. Doesn't it look like, I mean, like a madman, you know, talking to a bunch of bananas? So devotee situation sometimes is like that. When he's talking to Krishna, people cannot understand what's going on. So, dear devotee, like Sukadeva Goswami, his consciousness is not in this world. His consciousness is there. And that's why people in this world cannot recognize him. And that's what Shaunaka Rishi is asking him, asking Sukadeva Goswami. Then how did people recognize Sukadeva Goswami's exalted position in Hastinapur? Because his condition was unmatta mukha jarabhat. He seemed like, sometimes he looked like a madman. Sometimes it's completely quiet, mook, as if he can't speak. Even people are talking to him, he doesn't answer. As if he's deaf and dumb. And jarabhat, inert. So that's how he appeared to be externally. So how could the residents of Hastinapur recognize him? Because they knew the condition of an exalted personality like that. That his apparent, his appearance is like that. Evam Vrata Sapriya Nama Kirta. By chanting the holy name of the Lord, by communicating with the Lord, Ashati, sometimes he laughs. Roti, Rodati, Unmadavan Nitriktati, Lokobhajya. Lokobhajya means without external consciousness. That is the condition of a pure devotee. Sometimes he laughs, sometimes he smiles, sometimes he cries, and sometimes he dances like a madman. Unmadava nirtati. Lokobhajya, without considering where he is and what people are thinking. And people also can't make out what's happening with this guy. Must be mad. Anyway, that's a very exalted stage. Our situation is different. We are not that mad. So we are quite sober. So let us utilize our time and energy in serving Krishna. Whatever, jat karo si, whatever you do, let's do it for Krishna. Jadasna si, when we eat, let's eat Krishna prasad. So this is how we can become constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness. Whatever we do must be done for the sake of Krishna's pleasure and for the benefit of Krishna consciousness. And that's what we are trying to do. That's what Siddhartha and Neha are doing. They are using their talent for serving Krishna. So much so that they left their business in India and came over here to watch how these mad people do. When the cow runs away. But this is the wonderful world of Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari. Does anybody have any question?
We heard the story that Bhart Shuka, he heard all the whole Bhagavatam from Lord Shiva and came to the womb of his mother. So question, after completing whole Bhagavatam, how could he was not fully Krishna conscious or Brahmavadi?
When it comes to material nature, one is born in ignorance. Forgets everything, isn't it? But his situation was, he at least remembered his Brahma-Bhuta situation. So, yes.
You told that in Brahma-Bhuta stage, a person is unaffected by the material. So is this stage possible if one is practicing in this material world? Is this a stage possible?
It will depend upon his elevation, how exalted he is. At some exalted stage he does realize, but a devotee doesn't dwell in that stage, Brahma-Bhuta stage. He becomes engaged in servicing stage. In Brahmavuta stage, there is awareness of spiritual reality, but no spiritual activity. Right? So that's the difference. Awareness and action. They are not, in the Brahmavuta platform, they are not active, but devotees are in the active stage. And that's the wonderful thing about the devotional service. Like, one can become active in the spiritual activity even in this material nature. And therefore, when they go back to the spiritual world, they're passing the Brahma-Bhuta stage or Brahma-Jyoti stage is a very short phase. They don't stay there, they don't remain there. They just go out and become active. And the action is devotional service. Brahma-Bhuta stage, there is no activity because there is no service. They don't understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They understand the spiritual energy, but not the spiritual, Supreme Spiritual Personality. But devotees understand the spiritual personality and they develop their relationship with him. And the relationship means activity. And that activity is devotional service. So any other question? Okay, thank you. A few things I thought. Maybe you can also have another TV screen here.
This thing? Yeah.
So that, you know, when we give class here, then we can have it projected. Yeah. And everybody can see. Not that everybody has an iPhone here. Or Android. Damodar, you remember to get another screen, TV screen like that. And another thing I was thinking of discussing. Anyway, I can. Oh yeah. So we are thinking that now that devotees will be a little more relaxed, right? That the construction part for the time being is coming to kind of completion. So what about going out in book distribution? So at least what you can do, maybe 2 days or 3 days a week, devotees can go out in book distribution, and 3 days some service here, and 1 day Sunday feast. Archana, you like the idea?
Yes.
Archana was such a dedicated book distributor. She joined in Paris. She was the only Brahmacharini there, right, those days in Paris. Oh no, she was there. What's her name? The Pujari from Mauritius.
Basudha.
Yeah. So, but Basudha was in another world. So she was the only girl there, Brahmacharini, and every day she used to go out distributing books alone. Right? Every day, or including Sunday also?
Sunday
you stayed in the temple. Very good. At least 1 day. Damodar Prasad also is very dedicated book distributor. Damodar, like the idea? How many of you have distributed books in America?
Oh, in America.
You did. How is it?
Response.
Yeah. Anyway, so at least those, you know, who want can go. And okay, I ordered the books. I ordered more than 2,000 books actually. So 1 month. 1 month supply. Anyway, the result is in Krishna's hands. We simply endeavor. Krishna Kishore, did you ever distribute books?
In India.
Where? On the streets?
Sometimes.
How is it?
There generally went to known people or.
For known people?
Pious.
Here also, we all know. Dulab, did you distribute books?
South India. South India.
Okay.
Under railway station, toll tax, signal.
There's quite a few railway stations. Indriyesh? You did?
Sankirtan.
Oh, Sankirtan. Yesterday, Indriyesh was the one who said it. <did. laughs> I was thinking that, you know, I mean, you dealt with cows before, huh? Guru, again Guru. Barite Guru Shila. So he knows how to put the rope on. He was very expertly doing that. He and Damodar went into the water to get the cow. That was the most critical phase yesterday. If she went into deep water, that would have been it. Krishna saved the day. And I learned my lesson. That's one thing actually, yes, I learned yesterday. That unless I know something fully well, shouldn't delve into it. Took the cow out without knowing what could happen. We should have actually phoned the person where we got the cow, where to let her out or dead. She was happily grazing, but the trouble started when she got entangled with the ropes. Anyway, so now I guess for a few months let her be there. And Damodar, thank you very much for taking the, realizing the need for that, to get her. I was thinking that she is grazing, even if she's out, she'll be okay. So,
actually, Archana, you saw her walking away, right?
Mm-hmm.
She told him, I should do something.
Mm-hmm.
But you did. He's the one who did that thing.
Anyway, I want to interfere with the cows now. Actually, Shanta Shiramani, probably will get his visa. So when he comes, he knows how to take care of the cows. And now at least we know one person who knows about the cows. That is Indriyesh. And we know another person who knows about the horses, Damodar. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande.